Winter hits the Ozarks, Mother Nature can throw anything our way. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment doesn't let ice, snow, or power outages stand between you and your medical needs. Our specially trained staff transforms into disaster response teams during severe weather, ensuring critical deliveries reach you. If you rely on oxygen, don't wait. Check your backup systems today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains, focused on your health since 1984.
Now, more West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym and the getting ready for the varsity contest between the Rolla Lady Bulldogs and the West Plains Lady Scissors. First of all, in the JV contest, West Plains won that one 64-35. So there was no freshman game tonight. Now we move on to the varsity game. Rolla comes in at 12-2 on the season. Lady Scissors come in at 7-6. Now, as you take a look at how the two teams have done so far this season, the Lady Scissors are averaging 58.5 points a game. Rolla is averaging 58.9 points a game. The difference is Lady Scissors are averaging, giving up 51.5 points per game. Rolla Lady Bulldogs are only averaging 40.2 points a game given up this season. So that tells you a lot about a Lady Bulldog defense. And if it's anything like what was in the JV contest, Rolla was all over on the defense. West Plains had a good outing tonight offensive-wise, and that's how come they won 64-35 in the JV contest. But this varsity Rolla team, like we said, 12-2 on the season. Coach Charlie Parker, he's going to be starting Akayla Coakland, also Bryslyn Swafford, Riley Dodson, Mariah Watkins, and Riley Ball. Now, they say that Riley Ball is a 5'10 senior, but folks looking out here watching them warm up, I only see one player that looks like she possibly could be 5'10. And that's it. According to their roster, they've got two players that are 5'10, but I'm not sure. And so we're just going to have to wait and see if it's the one I'm thinking about. But if it is, I don't think she's 5'10. But anyway, for the Lady Scissors, Lucy Hafers, Zoe Sharnhorst, Ainsley McWilliams, Shaylee Peterson, and Jillian Green. And Green is 5'10", and Peterson is 5'10". So we'll see when they start standing side by side if Rolla is actually a 5'10 girl out there on the floor. So we'll find that out in just a little bit. Lady Scissors coming off that loss last Monday night at up at Republic, and they'll try to get back on the winning ways here. Lady Scissors will next week will be playing in the Bolivar tournament. They'll play on Monday, Thursday, and Saturday, I do believe. The Scissor boys tomorrow night will be at Ozark for freshman JV and varsity action. And then next week, the Scissor boys will play on Tuesday and Friday of next week. So a lot of ball games next week. As it stands right now, looks like five ball games next week. So it's time to get down to the wire here as we come down to the end of January and get ready for February. And the Lady Scissors still trying to gel together, and they make some mistakes, but they're learning from those mistakes when you start two freshmen and then the rest of them are juniors. So the two freshmen, they're learning at the varsity level every game, and the other three, the juniors, well, they're just still getting used to playing with the two freshmen. So Lady Scissors are a young team, and Rolla starts three seniors, or they got three seniors on their team, and they will be starting. Let me take a quick look here right now. They start three seniors, also a sophomore and a junior. So Lady Bulldogs and the Lady Scissors getting ready to do action here. You're listening to the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. When we come back, we'll have the introduction of your starting lineups. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
When second's making a play, short's got to cover.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Good hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team.
Sounds good. I'll just play them until you tell me not to.
To provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
1, 2, 3, Wildcat!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Everyone can use a little free, and for a limited time at Pete's Inn of West Plains, buy two adult buffets, get one free on your next visit. Unlimited mouth-watering pizza, pasta, salad, dessert, and more. And if you want to carry out, get Pete's Inn's biggest pizza, the NYXL, for just $10. Now that's a big deal, but it's only for a limited time. So hurry into Pete's Inn of West Plains, located at 1805 Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false? Real wood floors can last hundreds of years.
False.
No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false? Homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring.
True.
True or false? Bamboo's a good choice for flooring.
True.
False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
Whether you're ready to hit the lake in a new boat or go camping in a new RV, Baird RV Outdoor and Marine has what you need to enjoy the great outdoors. Baird has a huge inventory of new and used fifth wheels and pull-behind RVs, toy haulers, and boats. Baird offers RV repair, boat service, and parts. Visit their showrooms in Mountain Home and Paragould or go to BairdRVOutdoorAndMarine.com to see their inventory and low prices.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a bad deal. Because why pay more? See for details.
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, your journey to wellness is a partnership they take to heart.
I'm Dr. Russ Rawls, and we're a local private practice group providing advanced, high-quality orthopedic care while always treating patients like family. Dr. McConnell, Dr. Souter, and I will find the best course of action for your specific situation and ensure you feel supported every step of the way.
Visit Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3, Medical Plaza.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we had it all for you.
Looking for power and performance? Head to Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Get the rugged Mahindra Roxer utility vehicle with incredible financing. 0% APR for 48 months or take a $3,000 cash discount and split those winter logs with ease. Grab an Oregon 30-ton log splitter for just $14.99. Limited time offers at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, they're more than a farm store.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked,
after this one,
a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. And we're all the Lady Bulldogs, West Plains Lady Scissors. We're going to have the national anthem. And now, Here comes Kayla Coughlin for Rolla. Bryson Swafford, Riley Dodson, Mariah Watkins, and finally Riley Ball. Supposed to be the 5'10 senior, so we'll take a look when she gets lined up beside Jillian Green. Rolla coming in at 12-2 on the season. Coached by Coach Charlie Parker, assisted by Clancy Allen. And the Lady Zippers to be introduced now. Lucy Hafer, the first one out. She's a junior. Here comes junior Zoe Sharnhorst. Freshman Ainsley McWilliams will be next. And then the junior, Jaylee Peterson. And the freshman, Jillian Green, will be the last one out for Lady Scissors. Lady Scissors are 7-6 on the season. Coached by Coach Chris Keogher, assisted by Eli Ernst and Madison Matag. So we are ready for some basketball action here. And jumping center is going to be Mariah Watkins for Rolla. Hope you enjoyed the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show as we get ready for action. When these two teams get together, it's always a dogfight. Rolla had, 2 years ago here at the West Plains High School gym, Lady Zizzers won in overtime. And then last year, Rolla won up at their gym. But the Lady Zizzers have owned this series. 16 wins to 3 losses to Rolla. So we'll have to see what happens. Rolla, very good ball club. Here we go, Jillian Green. She's going to win the tip, and Ainsley McWilliams will have the basketball. And right away, Rolla and a court 1-2-2 pressure. Zoe Sharnhorst on the right wing. Gets it to Green, and Rolla all over the place. Green maneuvers, missed the shot, and now we've got a foul. I believe it was Dodson who reached out and just grabbed Green's arm, but Green scored anyway, but they're going to wave the basket off. And the foul is going to go on Dodson. That's her first team foul on Rolla. And the Lady Zizzers inbound on the baseline. Hafer over to McWilliams. Back up to Hafer. Hafer gives it to Sharnhorst on the left side, down the corner. That's Green. Up top to McWilliams, around to the right side, and Lucy Hafer took her eye off the basketball, and it goes out of bounds. So Rolla, with that defensive pressure, you can understand now why they have only allowed an average of 40 points per game. Bringing it up is Copeland. She gives it off to Dodson. Now it's going to be Watkins. Back up top, and Lucy Hafer is going to get called for the foul. That'll be her first team foul on West Plains. And Rolla will inbound on the side beside the Lady Zizzer bench. Throwing it in will be Watkins. Gets it in to Dodson. Dodson up top, gives it up to Copeland. Copeland up top now. Lady Zizzer's in a man-to-man defense to start the game. And going back door is Rolla underneath, missed the shot, was Dodson. Rebound comes down, Lady Zizzers. McWilliams will bring it up the floor, gets it to Green on the right side, back to McWilliams up top. And a 1-3-1 zone defense now by Rolla. Paper down the left corner, and she lost it. And finally, it's going to be knocked out of bounds. It'll be Rolla basketball. So that defensive pressure from Rolla is causing some problems for the Lady Zizzers here at the beginning of the ball game, and the ball went down the steps, so Randy Ward, the official, had to go after it. There he is. He's bringing it back up. And Copeland will bring it up for the Lady Bulldogs. She'll bring it across the timeline, right side. That's ball. Now they go inside. Shot up and good by Dodson. And Rolla's on the board first, 2-0. Sharnhorst gets it to Peterson. Peterson up, missed the shot. Battle for the rebound. Sharnhorst will get it, puts it back up and in. Zoe Scharnhorst, and we're tied up 2-2 with 6:10 to go first quarter. Oakland brings it up, gives it up to Watkins. Watkins, and right down the middle was Dotson, who missed the layup. Here comes Green the other way. Down in the corner, Hafer fires the three. It's no good, and the rebound comes down to Rolla. Oakland will bring it up. She'll go to the left side. Now she gives it up to Dotson. Dotson gives it to Watkins, trying to run the weave there, and we've got another foul on the Lady Scissors. If that's Hafer, that is her second foul, and it is. And right away, Lucy Hafer picks up two quick fouls. And Coach Otter going to leave her in there for now, see how she plays with those fouls. Back door to Copeland, and she scores. And Rolla takes a 4-2 lead. 5.5 to go here in the first quarter. McWilliams gives it to Green. And now we've got a foul on Rolla. And that's going to be Copeland picking up the foul, her first, second team foul. Ladies, this is inbound on the side, about half court. Zoe Scharnhorst to throw it in. Gets it to McWilliams in the backcourt. She'll bring it across the timeline. Left side, Green. Back up to McWilliams now. Scharnhorst, she's going to fire a three. It's good. Zoe Scharnhorst with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. And Lady's Scissors up by one. 5:10 to go here in the first quarter. They'll go back door to Copeland. And Rolla's running that back door. Screen and roll. They are running it to perfection here in the first quarter. Scharnhorst with the basketball. Hafer down the left corner. She'll drive. Lost the basketball. And finally going to be picked up by Watkins. Here comes Rolla up the floor. They lead it by one. Copeland's going to fire a long three. It is no good. Green with the rebound. McWilliams will bring it up. 4.5 to go here in the first quarter. Rolla leads it by one. McWilliams. She's going to give it to Peterson down into Hafer down the right corner. And that pass by Hafer going to be picked off by Copeland. Here comes the Lady Bulldogs once again. And underneath, they're going to back it back out. Nope, they're going to fire the three. It's good by Watkins for Rolla. And it's 9-5. Rolla with the lead. And we're coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
You're listening to West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. Rolla leads it 9-5 over the West Plains Lady Scissors. 4:10 to go here in the first quarter. Rolla been running that give-and-go backdoor play to perfection here in the first quarter. Lady Scissors with the basketball. McWilliams gives it up to Zoe Shrub in the ball game now. Scharnhorst cross court to McWilliams. Back over to Shrub, who will fire a three. That one's no good. Rebound, Copeland for Rolla. She'll bring it up, and Rolla will push the basketball. They'll give it up to Dotson. Dotson lost the handle on it, and Shaylee Peterson picks it up, gives it to McWilliams. Now it's Scharnhorst inside to Peterson. She'll miss the shot. Rebound to Rolla. Here comes Dotson. Gives it up to Swofford. Now Dotson up top to Copeland. And once again, Watkins. He'll go around the horn. Swofford on the left wing, Copeland up top. Copeland back door once again to Dotson. This time she missed the shot. Green with the rebound. McWilliams will bring it up for the Lady Zizzers. McWilliams up top now. Shrub on the right side. Back to McWilliams up top. Back over to Shrub. Now in the corner is Green. She'll drive the baseline, kicks it back to McWilliams, who'll fire a three, and it's good. Angela McWilliams hits the Community First Banking Company. West Plains Mountain Cove and Sayre, three-pointer. Lady Zizzers trailing by one here with 2:50 to go in the first quarter. An easy open shot inside by Ball was missed. Lady Zizzers with the basketball. McWilliams will bring it up. McWilliams directing traffic. Now Shrub with it on the right side. Scharnhorst, she'll fire a three, and it's good. Zoe Scharnhorst with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove, and Sayre, three-pointer. And the Lady Zizzers lead it by two. 2:20 to go, first quarter. Rolla with the basketball. Watkins with it. Up top, that's Dodson on the right side. Inside, Green blocks the shot of Swofford. Here comes Scharnhorst up the floor, gives it to Zoe. Shrub, and Shrub lost the handle on it, took her eyes off the ball. Then she commits the foul, so Shrub will pick up her first foul, third team foul on Lady Scissors here in the first quarter. And it'll be Rolla basketball. .207 to go first quarter. Lady Scissors up by two. It'll be Watkins bringing it up. Gives it up to Dotson. Round the horn they go. Copeland on the left side. She'll dribble up top now. They try to go back door. And Green runs down the basketball. And now I believe we've got a foul. And that's going to be on Swofford. That's her first. Third team foul on Rolla. Lady Scissors will inbound on the side by their own bench with a minute 49 to go here in the first quarter. McWilliams with the basketball. Lady Scissors have missed some easy shots inside. You can tell they've been rushing those shots on the inside because of the defensive pressure. Green driving, puts the shot up, no good. Peterson with the rebound, back up, no good. Gets it again and scores. Peterson with her first basket of the ball game. Lady Zizzers lead by four. Minute 20 to go, first quarter. Watkins gives it up to Ball. Now Dodson kicks it out. Copeland for three. It's no good. Green for the rebound. McWilliams will bring it up. McWilliams up top. Directing traffic. Now they'll go down to Scharnhorst on the right side, back up McWilliams all the way around to Shrub. She drives, and we've got a collision, and we've got a foul. And it's going to be on Rolla, and I believe that's on Ball. That's her first. And that is the fourth team foul on the Rolla Lady Bulldogs. Shrub will come out, and Ashley Colton comes in for the Lady Zizzers. McWilliams inside to Green, under the basket. Green has her first point for the ball game. It's a 15-9 Lady Zizzer lead with 45 seconds to go, first quarter. Copeland gets it to Swofford. Swofford now to around the horn. Copeland on the left side. Copeland trying to get inside. She'll fire to the corner. A three out of the right corner is no good. Green's going to be fouled on the rebound. And Rolla, that's going to go against Hutton, who is in the ball game for the first time. And so now, Lady Zizzers will shoot free throws for the rest of the quarter, which is only 30 seconds. But Jillian Green will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So the freshman at the free throw line to shoot two for the Lady Zizzers. First one rattles and comes out. No good. Second free throw coming up. And it is no good. Copeland with the rebound. Here comes Rolla. 25 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Lady Scissors up by six. And that would be Hutton with the basketball. Copeland on the left side. Up top, that's Watkins. And the long three's no good. And it's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to be Rolla basketball. They're going to say Shaylee Peterson touched it last. 11 seconds to go first quarter. Lady Zizzers up by 6. And Rolla will inbound on the baseline. Watkins will throw it in. And looking, she's going to go way up. And Dotson has it now up top. Now on the left side, gives it up to Watkins. She'll come down the lane. Loose basketball. Green has it. 2 seconds. She needs to put it up. Will she get the layup? Yes, she will. Green hits the layup. Lady Zizzers lead it 17-9, and we're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzers basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, plus save up to $300. Now through February 16th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Get great tractor package deals and financing offers at Edson Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove. When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School Gym as we get ready to start the second quarter of play. And the West Plains Lady Zizzers lead the Rolla Lady Bulldogs 17-9 here as we start the second quarter. And it will be Rolla basketball to start the second quarter. Watkins with the basketball as we get underway here. Up top, Lady Zizzers in a zone defense now. Coakland up top. She'll come give it up right side. That's Hutton back to Watkins. Now Dodson on the left wing. Up top, Coakland's going to fire the three. It's good. Coakland's got 7 in the ball game. Lady Zizzer lead is 5. And Peterson's going to be fouled down on the post. See who they call it on. Going to be on Hutton. That'll be Hutton's second foul. First team foul here in the second quarter. So, Lady Zizzers with the basketball. Colton Green on the left wing. Across to Scharnhorst. She'll fire another three, and it's in and out. No good. Loose basketball. Peterson with it. Puts it back up. No good. Green with the rebound. She puts it in. Jillian Green now with 6 points in the ball game. And it is a 7-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. Dotson with it now up top. Watkins with it on the right side. Hutton's going to fire a three. That one's no good. Barely hit the rim. Out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. So looks like Lady Zizzers. Ainsley McWilliams tying her shoe. Now we're ready to go. And here's Rolla with some 1-2-2 light pressure. McColton with it on the right side. Back over to McWilliams. They'll give it to Green. She'll pull up in the lane. Missed the shot. And Green's going to commit the foul. Trying to go after the rebound. So that'll be the first on Green. And the first team foul here in the second quarter. On Lady Zizzers, Lucy Hafer coming back in. Ashley Colton will come out. Lucy Hafer going to have to be careful. She's got 2 fouls here in the ball game. Coakland will bring it up for Rolla. Gives it up to Swafford. Round the horn they go. Coakland with it. Up top to Watkins. Now it's Hutton on the right wing to Dotson. Now Coakland, she'll fire a long three from the right side. No good. Shaylee Peterson with a good block out and rebound. Here come the Lady Zizzers, Scharnhorst. And her pass is picked off by Rolla, trying to hit Green under the basket. Coakland with it up top for Rolla. Left side to Dotson. Now it's going to be Hutton with it up top to Watkins. Now Dodson trying to drive. Gets cut off. Back to Hutton. Inside they go. Shot up. No good. And Lucy Hafer with the rebound for the Lady Zizzers. 5:50 to go first half. Lady Zizzers up by 7. And a foul on Rolla. And that one's going to go against Dodson. And that is her second team foul here in the second quarter on Rolla. Hafer will throw it in. And it's McWilliams with it. Shrub comes back in. Sharnhorst going to get a breather. Green with the basketball kicks it over to Zoe Shrub. She'll fire a three. It's no good. Peterson with the rebound. McWilliams with it up top. Over to Shrub. Down the corner is Hafer. Back over to McWilliams. She'll fire a long three up top. It's good. McWilliams with her second Community First Banking Company. West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer three-pointer. And the Lady Zizzers lead it by 10 here. Swofford with the basketball. Gives it to Hutton around to Coakland on the left side. And they go inside to Watkins. She's going to score and gets fouled. See who they call the foul on. And that's Lucy Hafer's third foul of the ball game. So she'll be coming out. Sharnhorst comes back in, and Hafer is going to have a seat with those three fouls. Watkins to the free throw line, shooting one for the Rolla Lady Bulldogs, and it's good. So Watkins has 6 points in the ball game, and it is a 7-point lead once again for the Lady Zizzers. Green, the floater down the lane is no good. Here comes Dodson bringing it up, and she lost it. It's going to be Lady Zizzer basketball on the side. Zoe Sharnhorst will throw it in for the Lady Zizzers with 4:53 to go here in the first half. Rolla once again with some trying to trap the basketball. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer ball on the side. Sharnhorst to throw it in. And she'll get it to Shrub. Over to McWilliams. Now Sharnhorst. She'll fire another three. It's good. Zoe Sharnhorst with her third Community First Banking Company. West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. And Lady Zizzers our lead is back up to 10 with 4:25 to go here in the first half. Dodson up top to Coakland. Back to Dodson up top. Lady Zizzers playing a man-to-man defense. Coakland up top. They'll give it up now to Swofford. Around the horn, Coakland on the left side. And it's jumper no good, but the rebound inside. Dodson shot up no good. Green with the rebound. McWilliams up the floor to Shrub. They'll give it to Green. Green drives the lane and scores on the layup. Green's got 8, and Rolla wants a timeout. 3:51 to go in the first half, 27-15. Lady Zizzers with the lead. We are back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. Lady Zizzers lead the Rolla Lady Bulldogs 27-15, 3:51 to go here in the first half. And former West Plains Lady Zizzer coach Scott Womack is sitting here about three rows down to the left in front of me here at the ball game tonight with his son, who is the coach here at West Plains. Rolla bringing the ball up the floor. Coakland with it up top. She'll give it to Dodson. Dodson now gives it back to Watkins. Coakland, she'll fire another long three. It's good. And Coakland hits another three. And Here comes Zoe Scrub, missed the shot, and Green couldn't get the rebound. Watkins has it, and Watkins dribbling in traffic. Now she'll pull it out of there. Now they'll attack. Watkins coming down the lane. No basket, but we got a foul. Let's see who they call it on. Going to go against Scharnhorst. That's her first, third team foul on the Lady Zizzers this quarter. So Rolla will inbound on the baseline. 3:18 to go first half. It's a 9-point Lady Zizzer lead. Copeland with it once again. Up top. And she'll give it to Dodson. Dodson now. They'll work the weave again. Watkins back to Copeland. And back to Dodson. Dodson up top. She's going to drive down the lane. Puts the shot up and in. Dodson's got 4 in the ball game, and the Lady Zizzer lead is down to 7. McWilliams with it. Shrub back to McWilliams. Now it's Scharnhorst. McWilliams up top. Shrub on the right side. It's getting loud in here now. McWilliams up top. Shrub. Peterson down in the right corner. And it's going to be stolen by Watkins. Up ahead, Copeland for the easy layup. And that's Copeland's 12th point of the ball game, and it's a 5-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. Shrub with the basketball. Gives it to Green. Green will pull up and fire. Top of the key, no good. Not a good shot at all, and here comes Watkins up the floor for Rolla. 2:10 to go in the first half. Lady Zizzers were ahead by 12. It's now 5. They'll get it inside. Down the lane. Foul's going to be on Green. That's her second. That's the fourth team foul. Rolla had 5 fouls in the first quarter, and they've only been called for 2 here in the second quarter. Swofford to the free throw line to shoot 2 for Rolla. She missed the first one. And it'll be ball coming back in for Hutton now. Second free throw from Swofford is good. And that's her first point in the ball game. And it's a 4-point Lady Zizzer lead. McWilliams with the basketball on the right side. She's going to pull up for another 3. It's good. Ainsley McWilliams with her third. Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, 3-pointer in the ball game. And it's back to a 7-point lead. Watkins just traveled with the basketball. Minute 41 to go here in the first half. Lady Zizzers leading by 7. They'll have the basketball. McWilliams will bring it up the floor. Rolla is in a man-to-man defense now. McWilliams will stop at the free throw line. Shot in and out. And rebound comes down to Dodson. Dodson going to push it up the floor. Dodson up top to Copeland. Copeland gives it up to Watkins, now Dodson. They're going to go Copeland on the right side. She wanted to shoot the 3, but McWilliams recovered. Scharnhorst, and we've got a foul on Rolla. Scharnhorst gets pushed out of bounds on the far side. That's going to be the 3rd foul on Dodson. 13th foul on the Rolla Lady Bulldogs. Dodson will come out, and Hutton will come back in. McWilliams with the basketball. She'll bring it up as we're coming up on 1 minute to play here. Watkins steals the basketball. It's a 2-on-1. He'll give it to Copeland, and she scores. And it's a 5-point Lady Zizzers lead. Turnovers and some bad shots are hurting the Lady Zizzers right now. Scharnhorst on the right side. Peterson with it. Back to Scharnhorst. She travels. 44 seconds to go in the first half. Lady Zizzers up by 5. Rolla will inbound from the side. Watkins will bring it up. She'll walk it up across the timeline. Gives it up to Hutton now. Hutton looks. Now she'll give it around the horn. Watkins on the left wing. Copeland up top. She'll fire another 3. That one's no good. Peterson with the rebound. Gives it to McWilliams. 24 seconds to go in the half. Lady Scissors with the basketball and a five-point lead. McWilliams across the timeline. Lady Scissors may be playing for the last shot here. Green, and it's knocked away by Watkins. Here comes Watkins. Watkins backs it out. 4 seconds. Oakland's going to have to put a shot up, and she does. It's no good. At the half, Lady Scissors lead it 30-25. We'll take a break. We'll come back with your Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show in 3 minutes. You're listening to Lady Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
A message from Ozark's Healthcare Medical Equipment. Starting fresh each year means your Medicare and insurance deductibles reset. During this time, you might notice charges for services that are typically covered by your insurance. Don't worry, this is normal and usually means you're working toward meeting your annual deductible. Have questions, changed insurance plans? Ozark's Healthcare Medical Equipment's professional billing team is here to help. Corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains. Focused on your health since 1984.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Scissor Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Scissors!
Attention Scissor fans! The Scissor Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Scissor Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite scissors in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thescissorzone.com and follow the Scissor Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Scissors!
When looking for your next vehicle, consider what your friends and neighbors are saying about Toyota of West Plains.
I really enjoyed the laid-back vibe at this dealership. It's rare for me to feel comfortable in a new car dealership.
Help my wife with a 23 Highlander Hybrid. Great people to work with. This makes our sixth Toyota. Five of them have been bought there. Great service for us and my family that have bought there too. Great outfit to do business with.
Come visit Toyota of West Plains. The real estate market is still strong, and you have time to take advantage. Did you know that Westgate Realty is number one in the Ozarks? So who better to serve your real estate needs? 65 sales associates are ready to assist you with all your real estate needs, including residential, commercial, land, farm, and recreational properties, as well as new construction. Westgate Realty puts clients first, so call them today at 417-257-2733. Visit WestgateRealty.com or search Westgate Realty on Facebook. Go Scissors!
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Listening to West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. It is the Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. West Plains Lady Scissors lead the Rolla Lady Bulldogs 30-25 here at the half. For the Lady Scissors, they're being led by Zoe Scharnhorst with 11 points. Ainsley McWilliams has 9 points. Jillian Green with 8. Shaylee Peterson with 2. Lucy Hafer, the only Lady Scissor in foul trouble. She's picked up 3 fouls in the first half. For the Rolla Lady Bulldogs, 14 points for Copeland, 6 points for Watkins, 4 for Dotson, and 1 point for Swafford. Dotson picked up 3 fouls in the first half for Rolla. West Plains led it 17-9 at the end of 1. They lead it 30-25 here at the half. West Plains' biggest lead of the ball game was 12 points in the first quarter. Lady Scissors missing some easy shots on the inside, also turning the ball over with some bad passing. Rolla jumping those passing lanes, being able to take it to the other end and score some easy baskets. Other than that, Lady Zizzers have hit 6 3-pointers here in the first half. Zoe Scharnhorst has 3, and Angela McWilliams has 3 3-pointers in the first half. For Rolla, well, Coakland with 2 3-pointers, and Watkins has 1 3-pointer here in the first half. Foul-wise, we're pretty even. Lady Zizzers have been called for 7 here in the first half, and Rolla's been called for 8 in the first half. Look for Rolla to increase that defensive pressure. They've been all over the floor here in the first half. When the Lady Zizzers can keep their calm, cool, and collectness, they've handled that pressure pretty good to get out to a ball game, out to the lead in the ball game. Also, Lady Zizzers hitting some real key shots here in the first half. But Rolla, Lady Zizzers going to have to find a way to contain Akayla Copeland. She's got 14 of Rolla's 25 points here in the first half. Lady Zizzers lead at 30-25 over the Rolla Lady Bulldogs. Well, coming up tomorrow night, we'll have Zizzer Boys action for you. The Zizzer Boys will travel to Ozark, Missouri to take on the Tigers. The freshman game will start at 4:30 with the JV and varsity to follow. We'll have the varsity game for you here on the radio. Next week, Lady Zizzers will be in Bolivar for the 32nd annual Gary Keeling Lady Liberator Memorial Basketball Tournament. Lady Zizzers will play 5:30 Monday against Smith Cotton, Sedalia Smith Cotton. And then Rogersville will play at 7 o'clock against Bolivar. Now, this is going to be a pool tournament, not your regular bracket. Lady Zizzers will play again on Wednesday at 5:30. They'll play Springfield Parkview. And then we'll have to wait and see if the Lady Zizzers will play. The championship will be at 7 o'clock Thursday night. Third place game will be at 5:30. And the fifth place game will be at 4 o'clock. That's at the Bolivar High School for the 32nd annual Gary Keeling Lady Liberator Memorial Basketball Tournament at Bolivar High School. But right now, Lady Zizzers lead it 30-25 over the Rolla Lady Bulldogs here at the half. It is your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. And when we come back, we'll have the start of the third quarter. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how competitive the couple next door is?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging.
You just want me to play it until you say not to?
This. They chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled.
Roger that.
False savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com.
At Toyota of West Plains, they strive to make your car buying experience the best car buying experience you've ever had. Fast, easy, and straightforward. They're also the only car dealer in West Plains that does not charge a documentation fee. Come see for yourself why so many people come back time and time again to Toyota of West Plains for their next vehicle. Visit the friendly folks at Toyota of West Plains. Sales departments open Monday through Saturday. Services open Monday through Friday. Toyota of West Plains.
Experience matters, and Sean Duggins, broker owner at Westgate Realty in West Plains, has that with close to 30 years in the business. Sean Duggins and the 65 sales associates are ready to assist you with all your real estate needs, including residential, commercial, land, farm, and recreational properties, as well as new construction. They put clients first. Stop by and see them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. Check them online at westgaterealty.com. Search Westgate Realty on Facebook or call 417-257-2733. Go Zizzers.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains, we're heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river. Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
When winter hits the Ozarks, Mother Nature can throw anything our way. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment doesn't let ice, snow, or power outages stand between you and your medical needs. Our specially trained staff transforms into disaster response teams during severe weather, ensuring critical deliveries reach you. If you rely on oxygen, don't wait. Check your backup systems today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains, focused on your health since 1984.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. Hope you enjoy the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. West Plains Lady Scissors will get the basketball to start the third quarter. They lead it 30-25. In case you missed it earlier in the JV contest, West Plains won it 64-35. Peterson down the lane and scores. Shaylee Peterson with 4 points in the ball game. And that's a good way to start the second half. Watkins will bring it up across the timeline, gives it up to that ball in the ball game. Now Dotson with it, kicks it out to Swafford. Back to Dotson. She'll fire a three from the wing. It is no good. And it's blocked by Green, and Green bringing the ball up the floor. Green going straight in, drops it to Hafer. Hafer missed it. The shot underneath, and here comes Watkins for Rolla. Lady Zizzers have got to start making those easy baskets underneath. Swafford on the right wing for Rolla. Up top the ball, left side to Watkins, and Swafford gets left all by herself, and Green blocks the shot, and now we got a foul on Rolla. That's going to go against Watkins. That's her first team foul here in the third quarter on Rolla. McWilliams with the basketball. She'll set the offense up. Going to go left side. Nope. Back over to Scharnhorst. Back to McWilliams. Down the left wing. That'll be Green. Back to McWilliams. Hafer at the free throw line. Back to McWilliams up top. Lady Zizzers lead it by 7. Peterson in the right corner. Green inside. There's another foul. It's on Watkins. That'll be her second. And that'll be the second team foul on Rolla here in the third quarter. Lady Scissors will inbound on the baseline. McWilliams to throw it in. She'll go up high. Gets it to Green in the paint. Green's jumper is good. Green now in double figures with 10. Lady Scissors lead is 9. 6:25 to go, third quarter. Copeland gives it up to Watkins up top. Watkins now over to Swafford on the left side. And she gets it to Copeland up top. Copeland goes back right side. They try to go to Watkins. Watkins lost it off her hands out of bounds. It'll be the ladies' Zither basketball. Rolla will drop back in the half-court defense. And it'll be a soft man-to-man. Green dumps it underneath Peterson. And Peterson scores. She's got 6 in the ball game. Rolla wants a timeout. 5:56 to go in the third quarter. Lady Scissors lead at 36-25. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Scissors Basketball. 100.9 The Train.
Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
Did you say 30 seconds?
Of high school sports, and they also take pride in treating you like a VIP when shopping for a new vehicle. When you want to score a great deal on a new car, truck, van, or SUV, and get paid top dollar for your trade,
yep.
Visit Baird location near you or see their huge inventory at buyatbaird.com.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a Baird deal. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Saving service, great selection to you.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School gym. Lady Scissors lead at 36-25 with 5:56 to go in the third quarter. Rolla with the basketball. Copeland will bring it up the floor. Walks it up across the timeline. Watkins with it now up top. Back to Copeland up top. They go back door, and it's blocked by Green. Dobson had the shot, but Green knocked it out of bounds. It'll be Rolla basketball on the baseline. Dobson will throw it in. And it'll be Swofford coming around the left side. And Lady Scissors left her all alone as she scores the easy basket underneath. 9-point lead for the Lady Scissors. Hafer on the left wing. She'll get it to Peterson at the free throw line. Green inside, shot off the backboard, no good. And it's Dotson with the rebound. She'll bring it up the floor, gives it up to Copeland. And Rolla will set up the offense. Swofford now on the right wing. Up top, the ball back over to Copeland on the left wing. Dotson up top. Ball with it on the right wing. Swofford up top. Dotson will fire a three from the wing. It's no good, but the rebound is Watkins from the free throw line. No good. Dotson with the rebound. Lady Scissors got the rebound. Copeland now going to put the shot up. It's no good. And Peterson will run down the rebound finally. Here come the Lady Scissors up the floor. Scharnhorst back to McWilliams up top. McWilliams being guarded, pressured by Watkins. Gives it to Scharnhorst. Now they'll go Peterson's free throw line. McWilliams, she'll fire a jumper from the baseline. No good. Watkins with the rebound. She'll bring it up the floor, and McWilliams is going to get the foul. That'll be the first foul on McWilliams. First foul on the Lady Scissors here in the third quarter. And Rolla will inbound on the side. Lady Scissors leading by 9 with 4:28 to go in the third quarter. Watkins will give it to Copeland. Back to Watkins up top. And I'm not sure. I think she just traveled. I'm not sure. There was a lot of movement with the feet. And now we've got a foul. And Lucy Hafer may have just picked up her fourth foul here. And she did. That's number 4 on Lucy Hafer, second team foul on West Plains. Ashley Colton will check in, and Lucy Hafer's going to have a seat. Rolla will inbound on the side. Watkins to throw it in. Gets it over to Dotson on the right wing. Down the right corner, Swofford. Swofford. She'll get it to Watkins now. Watkins up top. Watkins coming down the lane, kicks it out. Now Dotson. She'll spin, kicks it out. Ball's going to fire a three. That one's off. Green with the rebound. McWilliams will bring it up the floor. Lady Scissors up by 9, 3:50 to go third quarter. McWilliams, she's going to give it up to Scharnhorst. Peterson down the right corner. Peterson's going to fire a three. It's good. Shaylee Peterson with the community first. Banking company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Sayre three-pointer. And Lady Scissors back up by 12 now. Dotson down the lane, shot up, no good. And a foul is going to go on Ball over the back of Peterson. That's 2 on Ball, 13 foul on the Lady Scissors. And it'll be Lady Scissor basketball. 3:26 to go third quarter. Lady Scissors up by 12. McWilliams will bring it up the floor. McWilliams to the right side, gives it to Scharnhorst. Back to McWilliams. They'll go in to Peterson underneath, and she's going to get fouled. And I think that's Ball. If it is, that's her third. And it is. So that's the third foul on Ball. Fourth team foul on Rolla here in the third quarter. One more foul on Rolla. And the Lady Scissors will be shooting free throws for the rest of the quarter. And Peterson's first free throw is good. So Peterson now has 10 in the ball game. Ball will check out. Hutton comes in for Rolla. And Peterson's second free throw is good. Lady Scissors lead it now by 14, 41-27. That's their biggest lead of the ball game. Watkins across the timeline on the right side. Almost picked off by Colton, but Copeland has it now up top. Gives it back to Watkins up top. Watkins with the basketball down the lane, and she missed it. Green with the rebound. McWilliams up. Colton misses the shot, and we're going to have a foul. And this is going to go against West Plains, I believe. Uh, That's going to be on Green. That's her third foul of the ball game, third team foul, third quarter. So Green's going to have to be careful. Copeland with the basketball across the timeline for Raleigh. Gives it to Watkins up top. Dotson on the left wing. Copeland up top. Now they'll go back to Watkins up top. Now it's Hutton on the left wing. She'll go up top. That'll be Dotson. They'll go back door. And Jillian Green just picked up her fourth foul trying to block the shot. That's the fourth team foul of the quarter for Lady Zizzers. And Delani Wahome is going to be checking in for Jillian Green. So Lady Zizzers in some foul trouble now. And Watkins will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And she misses the first one. So here comes Wahome, and Green's going to have to come out. So Green and Lucy Hafer both with four fouls for the Lady Zizzers. They'll be sitting on the bench for a while. Watkins' second free throw is up, and it is good. So Watkins has 7 points now. It's a 13-point Lady Zizzer lead. McWilliams will bring it across the timeline. Down in the corner is Colvin. She'll get the baseline, Wahome, and timeout is called by the Lady Zizzers. 2:04 to go in the third quarter. Lady Zizzers lead at 41-28, and we are back in 30 seconds. You're listening, Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their physicians, all former athletes, get it when it comes to sports injuries.
I'm Dr. Russ Rawls. I played sports. My kids play sports, so I have a personal understanding of what sports injuries mean to athletes of all ages, and so do my partners. We'll provide customized, comprehensive treatment plans to get you back in your game.
For expertise in sports injury treatment, see Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3, Medical Plaza.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. Lady Zizzers lead at 41-28 over the Rolla Lady Bulldogs with 2:04 to go third quarter. Lady Zizzers will inbound on the baseline. Ainsley McWilliams will throw it in. And she'll go up top to Scharnhorst. McWilliams back to Scharnhorst. Bolton up top now. And it's going to be Lady Zizzer basketball as Watkins knocked it out. So now Peterson will throw it in for the Lady Zizzers. Zoe Shrub comes in, and Ashley Colton will come out for the Lady Zizzers. And Peterson to throw it in. Gives it to Scharnhorst. They'll go up, and it's stolen away. Here comes Copeland, and she missed the layup. Watkins with the rebound and puts it in. Lady Zizzers are going to have to take better care of the basketball. The lead's down to 11. Shrub on the right wing. McWilliams with it now, and that's knocked out by Watkins. And I tell you what, Rolla has really increased that defensive pressure here in the second half of this ball game. It was tough in the first half, but, man, it is really picked up here in the third quarter. Shrub to McWilliams, now Scharnhorst with it. Wahome over to Shrub, who will fire a three. It's no good. And Wahome with the rebound puts it up and in. Alani Wahome, her first points of the ball game. It's a 13-point lead with a minute 13 to go third quarter. Copeland's going to fire another long three. It's good. Copeland has hit 3 3-pointers in the ball game. She's got 17 points to lead all scores. Wahome is going to get fouled by Hutton, and that'll be 3 fouls on Hutton, plus that's the 15 foul. So minute and 1 second to go in the third quarter. Lady Zizzers will shoot free throws for the rest of the quarter. Delani Wahome to the free throw line to shoot two. And she misses the first one. Delani scored 20 points in the JV contest. Ball comes back in. Hutton will come out. And second free throw for Wahome. And it is good. And now the Lady Zizzer lead is 11. 58 seconds to go in the third quarter. Watkins gives it up. Coming down the lane is Dotson and scores on the easy little floater. Lady Zizzler's going to have to do a better job of defense. Shrub with the basketball. And timeout called by the Lady Zizzlers with 43 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lady Zizzlers up by 9. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Lady Zizzler basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Chick days are going on now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Reserve your future flock today. Order by February 15th for April 1st pickup or March 15th for April 29th pickup. Order forms are available in-store with multiple options from feed, including organic options to supplies. Hirsch prides themselves on offering the area's most extensive selection of poultry essentials. Stop by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, Thayer, Ava, and Mountain Home.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
It's Zizzler basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. Lady Zizzlers with the basketball. McWilliams with it on the right side, up top to Scharnhorst. And it's stolen away. And coming up the floor is Watkins. Watkins will score the layup. Watkins has 11 now. And the lead is 7 for the Lady Zizzlers. Shrub will fire a three. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Rolla. Up the floor. Here comes Watkins. And Shaley Peterson got a piece of it. Lady Zizzlers with the basketball. 10 seconds. And McWilliams is going to free throw line to shoot two. And Coach Parker is not happy for Rolla. And Creeder picks up the foul. That's her first. And Ainsley McWilliams to the free throw line to shoot two for West Plains. She missed the first one. Lady Zizzlers are not a good free throw shooting ball club. Scharnhorst comes out. Colson comes back in. 9.9 seconds to go, third quarter. And McWilliams makes the second free throw. She's got 10 points in the ball game. Here comes Rolla, trailing by 8. Watkins with it, back to Copeland. Copeland, they need to get a shot up, and Copeland puts one up, and it goes in from 3. Copeland hits the three-pointer, 45-40. Lady Zizzlers with the lead over Rolla. We're coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzler basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll.
Feels like they're starting to blow it.
Especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine.
Yeah, it's almost like Rollo remembering how to play basketball all of a sudden.
Battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, plus save up to $300. Now through February 16th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Get great tractor package deals and financing offers at Edsel & Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove.
Now, more West Plains Zizzler basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. Lady Zizzlers lead it 45-40 as we start the fourth quarter. And Rolla will have the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Lady Zizzlers are in some foul trouble. And Lady Zizzlers have been missing some easy shots. Rolla's been hitting some easy shots, plus some three-pointers. Dotson up top, now Copeland with it. Copeland has 20 points in the ball game. Copeland has 20. Watkins has 11. They've got 31 of Rolla's 40 points. Here's Watkins coming down the lane, kicks it over. Shot up, no good. And Watkins lost it out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzler basketball. And now Scharnhorst, well, not yet. But coming in is going to be Scharnhorst, Tafer, and Green back into the ball game. Shrub with the basketball. Nick Williams, Peterson, Colton with it. Back to Peterson. Watkins almost. She got a hand on it. And now a foul is called on Rolla. And that's going to be Watkins' third foul, first team foul here in the fourth quarter. Colton, Wahomie, and Shrub come out. So as the ladies visit starters in, both Green and Hafer have four fouls apiece. Ladies visit up by five with 7:13 to go here in the ball game. Hafer down the right corner. Scharnhorst gets the basketball, Hafer with it, and Rollins all over the floor on defense, folks. Green will fire a three. It's good. Green with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Sayre three-pointer. Ladies, his lead is eight. Here's Copeland in the lane, kicks it out, shot up, no good. Green with the rebound. Ladies, this is bringing up the floor. And Green almost lost it, kicks it out to Hafer. They're going to say Hafer double dribble. Didn't get a good handle on the pass. So it'll be Rolla basketball. Lady Zizzers in the fourth quarter are going to have to cut down on these turnovers. Dodson will bring it up. Gives it to Copeland up top. Now Watkins with it. They'll give it to Dodson on the right wing. Watkins up top. Watkins looking to drive. Now kicks it over Kreider up top to Dodson. Dodson's coming down the lane. Puts the jumper up. No good. Peterson with the rebound. McWilliams gives it to Green. 6 minutes to go in the ball game. Hafer with the basketball on the baseline. And she just threw it away. Out of bounds. And it'll be Rolla. And I just said, Lady Zizzer's going to have to quit turning the ball over. And they turn around and do it. Rolla will inbound at half court. Watkins will throw it in. They'll get it to Dodson. Dodson trying to drive inside. And it's a ball. That ball rolled around on the rim and finally inched its way over and fell in. It's good. And Peterson's going to pick up the foul. That's her first. First team foul of the fourth quarter. And Dodson will go to the free throw line for the old-fashioned three-point play try here. And it's good. Rolla, a very good free throw shooting ball club. It's a 5-point lead again with 5:49. Green kicks it out to Hafer, up to McWilliams, over to Scharnhorst. Now Green on the baseline will fire again. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Dodson. Rolla with the basketball, trailing by five. Dodson almost lost it. Now she's in the lane, kicks it out. Ball with it up top to Copeland. Folks, anything Copeland's been throwing up there has been going in. Now they go to Dodson inside, and it goes in again. Rolla has the touch on the Lady Zizzers' rims here. These shots are falling in. Here's Peterson. She's going to get fouled. Peterson will go to the free throw line. The Lady Zizzer lead is down to three. Second team foul on Rolla here in the fourth quarter. And the fourth team foul on ball. Shaylee Peterson for the Lady Zizzers shooting two, and she missed the first one. I told you they Rolla's a good free throw shooting ball club, and Lady Zizzers are terrible shooting foul shooting ball club. Ball comes out. Hutton comes in for Rolla. Peterson's second free throw is up, and it's no good. But Green will get the rebound, puts the shot up, no good. Hafer on the rebound, gets it to Peterson underneath, and she scores. Peterson now with 13 in the ball game. Lady Zizzer lead back up to five. 4:50 to go in the ball game. Rolla with the basketball. Watkins up top. Dodson with it on the right wing. Dodson's going to drive. Shot up and good. Lady Zizzer's going to have to do something because Rolla's just driving the lane. Peterson underneath, and she scores. 4.5 to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzers up five. Watkins with the ball up top for Rolla. Dodson with it. She's coming again. And a block going to get called on Peterson. That's her second team foul. Shaylee was about a half a second late. hitting over in front of Dotson. And Dotson's going to the free throw line to shoot two. Dotson already with 13, making 14 points here in the ball game. Dotson has scored all the points here in the fourth quarter for Rolla. It's a four-point Lady Zizzer lead. Now it's a three-point Lady Zizzer lead. And three-quarter court pressure by Rolla. Hafer with it. She'll kick it over to Green. Inside on the jumper. It's good. Green now with 15 in the ball game. Lady Zizzer's lead at 54-49. Watkins gives it to Dodson up top. Now Watkins up top with the basketball. Here's Copeland. They run into each other. Now Copeland with it. Back to Watkins up top. Watkins coming down the lane. Swafford with it. Shot up. No good. Gets her own rebound. Copeland on the right side with the basketball. 3.5 to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzers lead at 54-49. Copeland in the lane. Throws it up. It's no good. Hafer with the rebound, and Copeland's going to get called for the foul. That'll be her second, third team foul on Rolla this quarter. And Rolla has increased to full court man-to-man defense here. Hafer with it now. Over to Scharnhorst into Green. Green fighting for the ball, finally gets it to Peterson. Peterson gives it to Green. They go McWilliams around the horn. Hafer with it. Drives in, kicks it to Scharnhorst, who will fire the shot. It's good. Zoe Scharnhorst with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer. Three-pointer. 57-49. And a foul. And Lucy Hafer, I believe, just fouled out of the ball game, folks. So Lucy Hafer fouls out of the ball game. She didn't score any points. That is the third team foul on West Plains. Rolla has three team fouls here in the quarter as well. Ashley Colton will check in for Lucy Hafer. Watkins will inbound from the side. And Dotson with it up top. Dotson with the basketball. She'll drive in and score again. She just throws it up there, folks, and it just kind of hangs on the rim and then drops in. It's a six-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. McWilliams over to Scharnhorst. Now Colton with it. Scharnhorst, they'll give it to Green. Kicks it out. Colton will fire a three. It's good. Ashley Colton with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains Mount Golden Fair three-pointer. 9-point Lady Zizzer lead with 2:18 to go in the ball game. Rolla wants a timeout. We are coming back in, 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Y'all ready for this? Attention Zizzer fans. The Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
When looking for your next vehicle, consider what your friends and neighbors are saying about Toyota of West Plains.
I really enjoyed the laid-back vibe at this dealership. It's rare for me to feel comfortable in a new car dealership.
Help my wife with a 23 Highlander Hybrid. Great people to work with. This makes our sixth Toyota. Five of them have been bought there. Great service for us and my family that have bought there too. Great outfit to do business with.
Come visit Toyota of West Plains.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. Lady Zizzers lead it 60-51 over the Rolla Lady Bulldogs with 2:18 to go here in the ball game. Rolla with the basketball at half court, and Dotson will throw it in. Gets it to Watkins. Dotson has all 11 points in the fourth quarter for Rolla. Watkins now with it. Goes Dotson over on the right wing. Dotson going to drive in again and gets it blocked by Green. It was a good, clean block up the floor. Colton with it. Gives it back to Peterson. Shot up, and Peterson's going to get fouled. That'll be the fourth team foul on Rolla. And we're calling that one on Dotson. That's Dotson's fourth foul. Shaylee Peterson to the free throw line to shoot two for the Lady Scissors. Peterson with 15 points in the ball game. And she makes the first one. Second free throw coming up for Shaylee Peterson, the junior. That one's good as well. Lady Scissors with 11-point lead, a minute 55 to go in the ball game. Hutton with the basketball. Up top to Dotson, and there's a foul on Colton. That'll be Ashley Colton's first foul. Fourth team foul on the Lady Scissors, so one more on either team, and we're going to be shooting free throws the rest of the ball game. Watkins will throw it in from the side. Gets it to Dotson. Dotson with the basketball. Dotson looking to drive, coming down the lane, and that one won't fall in, but a foul, I believe, on Scharnhorst. That'll be Zoe's first foul, and that's the 15th foul on the Lady Scissors, so Rolla gets to shoot free throws the rest of the ball game. That's not a good thing for the Lady Scissors, because Dotson just hit the first free throw. She has now scored all 12 points in the fourth quarter for Rolla. Here comes the second free throw from Dotson, and it's good. McWilliams will bring it up the floor, across the timeline, and she threw it away. She thought Scharnhorst was going to go down the sideline. Scharnhorst came to her, and it's another turnover on the Lady Scissors with a minute and a half to go here in the ball game. Lady Scissors lead it by 9. Watkins will bring it up. Watkins will give it up to Hutton. Hutton to Dotson. Dotson's going to fire a 3. It's no good. Green with the rebound. And Lady Scissors would be smart to run some clock here, take care of the basketball. Green with it. Kicks it over Scharnhorst. She's going to fire a 3. That one's no good. But Peterson gets the rebound, puts it in. Jaylee Peterson has given the Lady Scissors 11-point lead. 1 minute to go in the ball game. Watkins with it. She'll drive inside. Shot up, no good. Green with the rebound. Gives it to McWilliams. McWilliams will bring it up across the timeline. Gives it to Colton. Back over to Green. Green going inside, lays it off the glass, no good. Green just committed an offensive foul, and that's her fifth. Green has just fouled out of the ball game after scoring 15 points. So Green becomes the second Lady Scissor to foul out. Rolla has 1, 2, 3 players with 4 fouls apiece. And now Rolla calls a timeout with 46 seconds to go in the ball game. And the Lady Scissors lead is 64-53. And we're coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Scissor Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
The number one sales team in West Plains and Howell County, specializing in personal relationships, is Sean Duggan's group, Westgate Realty Incorporated. They always go the extra mile to help your dream of owning property in the Ozarks become reality. Their members are all West Plains natives, and they love helping you. Check out SeanDugansGroup.com. Find them on Facebook, call the office at 417-257-2733, or stop by and see them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. And they say, go Scissors!
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Scissors team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back, West Plains High School gym. 46 seconds to go in the ball game. Rolla has the basketball, leading Zizzers up by 11. Dotson on the right side. Tried to drive, gets cut off. Copeland with it now up top. Copeland's going to pull up for a three. That one's no good. McWilliams with the rebound, brings it up for the Lady Zizzers. 27 seconds. Scharnhorst gives it to Peterson. Peterson is going to get fouled. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. See who they call it on. And it's going to be on Watkins. And now Watkins has four fouls. Peterson to shoot two. 23 seconds to go in the ball game. And Peterson hits the first free throw. Lady Zizzers lead it by 12. No need to celebrate just yet. Peterson misses the second one. Dotson with the basketball. 20 seconds. She's bringing it up the floor, and she'll score on the layup. Dotson has scored all the points here in the fourth quarter for Rolla. McWilliams across the timeline. 8 seconds. Now she'll give it over to Shrub. Zoe Shrub back to McWilliams. That one's over. Lady Zizzers are going to upset the Rolla Lady Bulldogs. 65-55. We'll take a break. We'll come back with your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic postgame show. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball 100.9 The Train.
Ozark's Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, oh, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
A message from Ozark's Healthcare Medical Equipment. Starting fresh each year means your Medicare and insurance deductibles reset. During this time, you might notice charges for services that are typically covered by your insurance. Don't worry, this is normal and usually means you're working toward meeting your annual deductible. Have questions, change to insurance plans, Ozark's Healthcare Medical Equipment's professional billing team is here to help. Corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains. Focused on your health since 1984.
Yeah. Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym as the West Plains Lady Zizzers have upset the Rolla Lady Bulldogs tonight. 65-55 for the Lady Zizzers, led by Shaylee Peterson with 20 points. She had 9 here in the fourth quarter. And some big free throws as well. 15 points for Jillian Green before she fouled out of the ball game. Ainsley McWilliams had 10 points. 14 points for Zoe Scharnhorst in the ball game. 3 for Ashley Colton and 3 for Delani Wahome. The Lady Zizzers hit 9 three-pointers in the ball game tonight. For Rolla, they were led by Riley Dodson. She scored 15, all 15 points for Rolla in the fourth quarter to finish with 21 to lead Rolla. Copeland had 20 points and 11 points for Watkins, 3 points for Swofford. Rolla hit 5 three-pointers in the ball game. Lady Zizzers led it 17-9 at the end of one. They led 30-25 at the half. They led 45-40 at the end of three. They went at 65-55. Rolla Lady Bulldogs are state ranked in Class 6 in the state of Missouri, and the Lady Zizzers, who are in Class 5 in the state of Missouri, get the upset here over Rolla to go to 7 or 8 and 6 on the season. Rolla falls to 12 and 3 on the season. It is your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic postgame show, and we'll be back in 30 seconds with your player of the game. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Everyone can use a little furry, and for a limited time at Pete's Inn of West Plains, buy 2 adult buffets, get 1 free on your next visit. Unlimited mouth-watering pizza, pasta, salad, dessert, and more. And if you want to carry out, get Pete's Inn's biggest pizza, the NYXL, for just $10. Now that's a big deal, but it's only for a limited time. So hurry into Pete's Inn of West Plains, located at 1805 Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. The West Plains Lady Zizzers upset the Rolla Lady Bulldogs 65-55 tonight. And your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic player of the game will be Shaylee Peterson. Shaylee with 20 points in the ball game to lead all the Lady Zizzers in scoring. And she hit 9 points in the fourth quarter to lead the way for the Lady Zizzers. They went at 65-55. Lady Zizzers 8-6 on the season. Their next game will be next Monday night, 5:30. They'll take on Sedalia Smith Cotton in the first round action of the Bolivar Lady Liberator Memorial Basketball Tournament. We'll have that game for you on the radio. Tomorrow night, the West Plains Zizzer boys will travel to Ozark, take on the Ozark Tigers. Freshman game at 4:30, JV and varsity to follow. We'll have the varsity game for you from Ozark tomorrow night. Should be around 7:15, start of that one. All right, in the JV contest, West Plains wins at 64-35. They win the varsity contest 65-55. Well, for Sean back at the studios, I'm Ramblin' Rick, and we hope you've enjoyed Lady Zizzer Basketball tonight on 100.9 The Train. Good night.
Your West Plains Lady Zizzer and Zizzer Boys basketball sponsors are Toyota of West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza West Plains, J&J Recovery West Plains, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply West Plains, and
well, Ozark. I'm shocked we pulled that one out.
And Directman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Zizzer Zone of West Plains,
let alone win it by 10.
West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick.
Sounds good. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Simmons Bank, Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Your boosters are Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones Agents Mark Guffey, Richard Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.
Here's the latest news from around the world with ABC News on the Train.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Federal authorities are talking about